The trick is, I towel dry my hair first, wait about 5 minutes, and then I put on the mousse.
Brad, you've been on the phone for 2 hours.
Yeah, I've gotta go. My mom's bugging me again. All right, see you. Bye.
You see Ashley all day at school, and you come home and spend all afternoon on the phone. What could you possibly have to say to each other? Your life is not that interesting.
Maybe not to you, but Ashley can't get enough of my moose stories.
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
You won't believe what I got.
Take it back.
Something to make your life easier. Binford to a universal fan-cooled central vacuum system.
Ooh, is that one of those things where you just stick the hose right into the wall?
That'd be the one.
I have always wanted one of those.
It's the biggest and the best. A Binford demo. Didn't cost me a cent.
Take it back.
I know what you're thinking, but this thing, installation, is a breeze.
That's what you always say, and then the breeze turns into a tornado.
It won't happen this time. Come on, Jill. Come on.
Don't make that face.
I'll keep it simple, and I'll just do one room. All I gotta do is run a PVC tube right down the basement, attached to the central unit.
You swear that's all there is to it?
Just think. No more carrying a heavy vacuum upstairs or back down the stairs. It's got a lightweight, flexible hose with hand controls. Convertible upholstery brush.
Crevice attachment?
Oh, yeah. So long, so narrow, it'll suck the tonsils out of a cobra.
Well, it would be nice to have a central vacuuming system.
Yeah. Give me a week, this whole house will suck. Dry out the carpet pad.
How'd they get wet?
They made a little hole.
Where?
In a big water pipe.
Holy cow, what happened?
Well, I ran into a little snag trying to run the wiring back in through here. I think I fixed the water pipe. I think I can get the floor fixed before your mom gets home.
Hello, Mom!
Or maybe not. Hi, honey. Hey, I thought you were at the college library working on your psych paper.
No, I couldn't concentrate. All these young college boys kept bothering me.
Were they hitting on you?
No. They thought I was the librarian.
Where are you going?
Well, I have to finish this paper by Friday. If I don't get it done by then, I'm going to be digging myself into a big hole.
So you could understand how that sort of thing might happen.
Tim, there's a giant hole in the floor!
Oh, that's not a giant hole. The Grand Canyon would be a big hole. That...
You told me the hole was going to be this big.
Well, it is this big. I started right here, but I had to move the water pipes over just to get that junky box in there.
Same old story every time.
And I pushed these rusty pipes back this
side. You come up with some kind of idiotic
idea.
I say no. You make a pathetic little face. Then I give in, and before I know it, you're pulling up the floor.
That's why I pulled up the floor.
I can't even use my computer. Just once, I'd like to be able to come home and find the house in one piece.
Well, it would have been that way if you hadn't shut up 2 hours early.
Oh, so this is my fault?
In a way, yes. You would have never known about this if you had proper study habits.
Tim, please. Just fix the hole and then fix the one in your head.
I'll get it. Marty?
Hey, Tim.
Hi, come on in.
What are you doing?
Hi. What are you doing?
I'm in town on a sales trip. Well, hey.
Hey! Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Honey!
I'm not talking to you.
Little argument.
The hole?
The hole, yeah. Jill, my brother's here.
Danny?
No, the one that doesn't owe me money.
Marty? Marty!
Hey, Jill.
How are you?
Good, good.
How's Nancy? How are those little babies? time you use the good towels?
I didn't want to ruin my shop towels.
Did I, come at a bad time?
No, it's fine. Everything's fine.
It is. It's fine. So, since it's fine, why don't you come on, hop over the Grand Canyon here and tell me what's happening.
Hey, look, I'm sorry for just showing up like this. You know, I tried calling, but the phone was dead.
The phone is dead?
That must have been that bunch of wires I saw it through. Brad, I'll tell you when. I'm really glad you showed up.
Yeah, you missed me, huh?
No. If you hadn't shown up, Joe would still be chewing me out over this little hole. She will not fight in front of company. So as long as you're here, she won't yell at me.
Man, I wish Nancy was more like that. She doesn't care who's around. Remember she yelled at me at Uncle Henry's memorial service?
Marty, you lost the man's ashes.
I didn't lose them. I got into the convertible.
Which is your first mistake. And you're lucky I saved your butt. Do you know how many cigars I had to smoke to make one Uncle Henry?
How much longer till the water's turned back on?
It'll be on in a minute.
Oh, I'm going to put you up in Brad's room. I'll just put all the kids together in the other room. I wish that Nancy and the twins had come. I'm just dying to see them.
Yeah, but it's just a quick trip.
Brad, turn the water on! Okay, Brad, you gotta shut it up. Almost there.
Tim, may I speak with you privately?
It'd be kind of rude in front of our company, wouldn't it? You sure you can't stay more than a couple days? Maybe a year?
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right. Bigford Tools is proud to present Tim, the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you, Heidi, and welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim, the Tool Man Taylor. And it's always a pleasure to share the spotlight with someone special in my life. My brother Marty's here. My youngest brother Marty's here, the only brother I can still beat up. Right, Marty?
Yeah. Tim, are you going to introduce me or do I have time to run to the cleaners?
Okay, Al. And you all know my assistant, Al Borland. Today, we're going to be talking about abrasives.
That's right. Abrasives can be used from anything from your car to family heirlooms.
To family heirlooms?
Like silver.
Silver?
Jewelry.
Jewelry?
I can go on.
Well, you spend all the time you want polishing your family jewels. That's not what we're talking. We're talking about car finishes. As you can see, we've got several hoods out here. Matter of fact, there's a couple of hoods backstage waiting for Al. He's apparently a little late on his flannel payment.
You know, Tim, one of these days you're going to run out of flannel jokes.
Oh, I don't think so, Al. Not with my complete flannel joke book. Why did the flannel cross the road? Because Al was over there. Hey, waiter, there's a fly in my flannel. Please, take my flannel. It's also the handy wallet-sized version. How to keep an idiot wearing flannel in suspense. I'll tell you tomorrow. Now, if the finish on your car is like this, it's in pretty good shape. What you need is just a mild abrasive before you wax. For that, we recommend Binford's 2000 Polishing Compound.
That's right. A dab on a soft cloth, and you'll have a shine you can be proud of. Look, I can see myself.
Okay, now if you want to remove oxidation from a surface, you need something a bit more abrasive.
Like a can of Tim's personality.
Of course, a can of your personality would be empty.
What we recommend is Binford's Super 2000 Rubbing Compound before you polish or wax.
Right. Now this surface, as you can see, cannot be brought back with anything. What we need is to take the paint off of this.
That's right, and for that, we need something a little more abrasive, maybe an 80 grit wet dry sandpaper.
Exactly. And that'll remove your paint, and you can start from there. But for even more abrasive things, we move on to sandblasters. Oh! open shoe grinders. And the most abrasive of all, the nagging wife. So what'd you think of Tool Time today?
Oh, it was great. But only in this country could a goof off like you get his own TV show.
God bless America, huh? What's up, Drake?
Yeah, beer would be great.
Hey, how's it going, Tool, man?
Hey, Paul, how's you doing?
All right.
Two cold ones.
You know, I'm not sure Jill's going to be crazy about that abrasive bit.
No, no, that's the beauty of it. I always say the bits that'll make her mad for when she's already mad at me. That way I can't lose.
You're always thinking.
I had that abrasive bit worked out 2 weeks ago, but just my luck, we're getting along. I couldn't use it.
So, you and Jill fight a lot?
Depends what you mean by a lot.
How about all day, every day?
That would be a lot. Are you talking about you and Nance?
Yeah. Seems like ever since we had the babies, all we do is fight.
Good shot. Well, come on, it's only been 6 months. Give it a chance. When Brad was first born, I'd make a lot of adjustments. I had to wait in line for Jill to give me a bath.
Now, I'm talking about, you know, when I get home, I don't even get a hello.
I didn't care if she said hello. I just wanted my bath.
Nice shot.
It's that old dart injury I had.
Yeah, the old dart injury. No, I'm serious, you know? I mean, I come in from work. Nancy practically throws me the babies and says she needs a break.
Well, get used to it, bonehead. Having twins is a lot of work. I mean, just breastfeeding them's got to leave her feeling drained.
Remember that cyclone ride we used to go on as kids?
Oh, I love that cyclone. I loved it. You couldn't stand it.
I feel like I'm on it now. I swear, you know, my life just feels totally out of control. Ever since we had the kids, it seems like everything's falling apart.
What are you saying? You wish you didn't have the kids?
I don't know what I'm saying. I just know Nancy and I got no relationship anymore.
Oh, it's not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
How bad?
I'm thinking of leaving her.
What, are you crazy?
It wasn't supposed to be like this.
What, running out in your family? That's how it's supposed to be?
Look, I've done a lot of thinking about it, okay?
Well, think about this, pal. You're going to go back home, grow up, and act like a man.
No, don't tell me what to do.
Somebody's got to tell you what to do. You're acting like an idiot right now.
Don't call me an idiot.
Well, what do you call a guy that runs out in his family? This is just like you. You never commit to anything. Remember Boy Scouts?
Oh, you're comparing my marriage to the Boy Scouts? I don't really need this, you know? I thought you'd be the one brother who was going to understand.
What I understand is you're being selfish.
Oh, the hell with you. I don't need this. Here, what you... thanks.
Well, that's not cover the beers. Come on, Marty. You gonna run out on me like your family, you gutless loser? And he's the brother I like.
Hey, Mom, when are we gonna eat? I'm starving.
Your dad and Uncle Marty are bringing home a pizza. They should be back any minute.
You know, ever since you went back to school, you've hardly cooked anything.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's been really hectic.
Hey, I wasn't complaining. So, what are you studying?
Randy, I came outside because I wanted you guys to stop bothering me. I gotta get this paper for my psych class written.
What's it on?
Mood disorders.
You should do very well.
I thought you said Dad fixed the telephone.
Honey, I'm working here.
I'm sorry, but I was talking to Ashley and we kept getting disconnected.
She lives around the corner. Just go over there.
Well, how long can I stay?
Till one of us graduates.
Cool.
Where's the pizza?
Pizza? It's being delivered.
You forgot the pizza.
It's Marty's fault.
Where's Marty?
I don't know.
You forgot the pizza and Marty.
Tell you what happened. After Tool Time, went to Big Mike's to have a beer, started talking. He's thinking about leaving Nancy.
What?
Said after the kids, their relationship kind of deteriorated. I don't think he knows when he's coming or going.
Oh, my God. Nancy must be devastated.
He hasn't told her yet.
Wait a minute. He told you before he told her?
I'm the only one that knows. Me and everyone at Big Mike's. They're a big crimp and happier, I'll tell you that.
Well, did you try and talk him out of it?
Of course I tried to talk him out of it. Told him when you have a family, don't bail out and run away.
That was good. That was good.
You just admit your life is over and take it like a man.
Your life is over?
Yeah. The bad part of it's over, and the good part of it's just beginning.
Oh, I hope Marty's okay.
He'll be all right. Just has to cool off.
You know what? When he comes home, you should have him talk to me.
No, he's my brother. He's my problem.
Tim, when you marry somebody, you marry their whole family. What would you do if one of my sisters was in trouble?
Run like the wind. Hey, Wilson, what are you doing?
Tim, I'm pondering my bonsecchi.
Isn't it funny how guys never get tired of doing that?
No, Tim. A bonsaiki is a miniature Japanese rock garden.
Wow, let me see.
Don't touch it. Oh. You see, Tim, the Zen Buddhists believe that by contemplating its tiny symbolic landscape, one could achieve greater understanding.
Maybe it'll help me understand what's wrong with my brother. I had a fight with him today and I haven't seen him since.
Really? I thought you two got along rather well.
Oh, we usually do. My dad died when he was only one. I was 11. Mom went back to work, so I took care of him a lot.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, it was a lot of good times, too. I taught him how to, you know, do all sorts of stuff. Hock a loogie, shoot a spitwad. Boy, no one teaches spitwad shooting better than me.
Well, I'm aware of that. Your boys have launched a few wet ones over my way.
I taught him how to ride his bike, drive his first car.
So what you're saying is you were part father, part brother.
Yeah. Kind of like a frother. I'm afraid Marty's about to make the biggest mistake of his life, and there's not a darn thing I can do about it.
And you wish there was something you could do.
Yeah. I spent most of my life taking care of him.
You know, Tim, the Roman orator Appicus Claudius Caecus once said that every man is the architect of his own fortune. Now, Marty is a man. He's not a boy anymore.
You know, when he's a kid, he'd listen to me anytime I wanted. All he would do is time to a tree and pour rip burners, pointed little head.
Tim, I think what your brother needs is for you to be a brother and a friend.
Instead of a frother, more of a brend.
In a manner of speaking.
Night, Wilson.
Sayonara, Tim.
Marinara to you, too.
Hey, Marty.
I just came to get my stuff.
Marty, look around.
Why? You want to rip into me some more?
Look, I'm sorry I did that at the bar, okay?
No, Tim, you made it real clear how you feel.
Well, I've had time to think about it. I think we should talk, all right? Stick around, have something to drink. What do you want?
Anything but root beer.
I guess there comes a time in our life where we're past me tying you up with Mrs. Campbell's tree and pouring root beer on your head, huh? It's like the Roman guy Apricot said. If you roam around with architects, buy rocks, put them in the sand, and you'll understand.
Let me think about that.
Where'd you go up to the bar?
Waited outside for you to leave, then I ducked back in. You know, had a beer, ate a sandwich. Counted the flies on the pest strip.
43. Marty, I used to be able to take care of things for you. I can't do that anymore.
I wasn't asking you to take care of anything. You know, I just wanted you to listen.
Fair enough. Good. I'm listening. Tell me what's going on.
Nancy and I don't have any time together anymore. You know what I mean? I knew raising the twins was going to be hard, but I didn't know it was going to be like this. She and I used to reach for each other in the middle of the night. Now we're reaching for the babies.
Hey, little brother, this is real common. This is, everybody goes through this. When you're first dating her, you were grabbing for each other. When you first got married, you were grabbing for each other. And once you have kids, it's the end of that tune.
Hasn't been any music in our house in 6 months.
Whoa.
Yeah, tell me about it.
No wonder you're so cranky. I know it probably feels like the band packed up and went on, but once the kids grow up a little bit more, this becomes much more time for you and Nancy.
You're saying the band will come back?
Maybe not all of the band. At this point, you'd probably be happy with a kazoo and a whistle.
But you're telling me things are going to get better, right?
There's no guarantees. I just know things got better for Jill and I.
But you're telling me I shouldn't leave.
Marty, I'm not going to tell you that. I can't do this. You got to make your own decision here.
I can't imagine my life without Nancy.
I can't imagine any other woman having you.
I sure hate the idea of leaving the kids. I mean, when they're not puking and pooping, they're really cute.
They do grow out of that, you know. Help me fix a distributor on the hot rod, will you?
I'm just looking forward to the day I can pick up one of the kids and nothing gooey shoots out at me.
You gotta wait a while. But then it gets really fun. They walk, they talk. You can roughhouse with them, go to tractor pulls, teach them how to be guys like us.
Tim, they're girls.
Are they? They're awful hairy there for girls.
Hey.
Well, then teach them how to stay away from guys like us.
Don't want them hanging around guys like us.
Oh, you don't want to have around guys like us. No.
You're no good.
No good. If you break this thing, I'll kill you.
Finished my paper in peace and quiet. Wilson let me do it over at his house.
If you're really smart, you would let him write it.
Did Marty call?
Yep. He sounded pretty good, too.
It's such a struggle when you're first starting out. You remember those awful fights we used to have?
Who could forget yesterday?
Yeah, but no matter what happens, we know that you're not leaving me and I'm not leaving you.
So you forgive me for putting a hole in the floor?
That depends. Does a vacuum work?
Is the vacuum. Watch this. You should always back up your work.
What we recommend is Binford's Super Duper.